Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting fourth. The DH, Steve Kemp. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting sixth. The first baseman, John Walkenfuss. Batting seventh. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Lynn Jones. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Billingham. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The catcher, Darryl Porter. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Splitorf. And now, play ball. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Trammell moves to second. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae strikes out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walkenfuss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brett for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Walkenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Parrish scores. Brookins moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morales. Porter reaches second base with a double. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock takes first base on ball four. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to second for the out. Porter moves to third. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Otis steals second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is walked intentionally. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wilson. Trammell reaches second base with a double. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 1 in the game. Kemp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Trammell scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 1 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Parrish. The throw from Porter and he is safe. Parrish steals second. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brookins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of LaFleur. Brett reaches second base with a double. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brett moves to third. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lockhock hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis is hit by the pitch. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cowens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brett scores. Otis moves to second. It's 2-1, Tigers. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Otis scores. Cowens moves to second. It's Tigers, 2, Royals, 2. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-1 in the game. Patek hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Cowens trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. White moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Split Orff fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kemp hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. White reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive towards third. Brookins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Brett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brett. The throw from Parrish and he is out, Trammell applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-2 in the game. Morales hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-2 in the game. Wackenfuss strikes out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Parrish takes first base on ball four. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brookins hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Porter moves to second. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Porter scores. It's 3-2, Royals. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Otis steals second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cowens hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Wackenfuss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. White takes first base on ball four. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker misplays the ball. That's an error on Whitaker. Otis moves to third. White moves to second. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Otis scores. White scores. Patek moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-2, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-3 in the game. McRae hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. Three runs are unearned. It's 8-2, Royals. Dave Tobik now pitching. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Brett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morales. Brett reaches second base with a double. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-3 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Trammell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. LaFleur hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis who is chasing the ball. LaFleur reaches third base with a triple. Trammell goes all the way around to score. It's 8-3, Royals. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kemp hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Kemp reaches second base with a double. LaFleur scores. It's 8-4, Royals. Dan Quisenberry now pitching. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-3 in the game. Morales hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kemp scores. It's 8-5, Royals. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-3 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Tigers 5. The Royals will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lockhock hits a pop-up towards first. Wackenfuss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Otis is called out on strikes. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cowens hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. Jones is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Tigers 5. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. White hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Potek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Potek. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Potek steals second. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Potek moves to third. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. McRae hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jones. McRae reaches second base with a double. Potek scores. Wilson goes all the way around to score. It's 10-5, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Brett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of LaFleur. Brett reaches second base with a double. McRae scores. It's 11-5, Royals. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 11, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-4 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. LaFleur hits a line drive into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 11, and Detroit Tigers, 5. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.